Now, favourite movie superheroes are to feature in a new programme to encourage young girls to play more football. The FAI, UEFA and Disney have launched the Playmakers programme, which uses storytelling to introduce basic football skills. Harold's Cross Football Club in Dublin is one of the 30 clubs around the country that has just started the programme. We can talk now to coach and committee member at the club, Kathleen Healy. A very good afternoon, Kathleen, and thanks for taking our call this afternoon. So tell us about this programme, how it works and how you hope it'll encourage young girls to start playing football and perhaps keep at it as they move into their teenage years as well.
Oh, great. Thank you for having me on the programme. Yeah, so we kicked off the programme here, so we're piloting it. The aim of the programme is to get girls aged 5 to 8 without any previous experience in football to introduce them to the game. Now, it's very different than traditional types of kind of football training and academies and that. The idea is, as you said, that we use the Incredibles Two. We use a lot of the girls would be familiar with the film itself. They know the characters, they know the story, and through storytelling, we introduce different concepts. So we give them kind of confidence and movement. We get them to move. We encourage creative thinking and communicate and work as part of a team, and then also introduce football skills as well. So the idea is really just to have a lot of fun, to get them moving, to get them working as a team, and then get them interested in learning football skills as well.
Has it been a particular challenge for clubs like yours and others to get girls in that age category in through the door onto the field?
I think so. I mean, we would have academies that are good in terms of recruiting girls. But I think those, who aren't necessarily just wanted to show up on the pitch and focus on the ball skills, this is a really great way to introduce them into the ball skills, but through maybe the magic of storytelling, which is a bit more focused on movement and getting those basics right before we introduce the football skills.
How important is it that as girls, look at what's happening around them, that they see role models, whether it's in football or any other sport, young women who are enjoying successful careers and can lead the way?
Oh, it's extremely important. You only do what you see, So when you see women and our Disney Playmakers group is run by women, it's volunteers. I would have experience in football. Some of ours don't. They have a drama background or something else. But what we really do is we ensure that we're there for them to see, because it does mean that they know that they can do that as well themselves.
I think you use the phrase there that it's important that they have fun. This is this should be enjoyable. It's not going out there to be shouted at and to be necessarily pushed to your very limits every weekend.
Absolutely, especially at this age and stage, it really is about fun and getting confidence, and kind of developing the basic skills. We see every training session, the girls all come big smiles on their face and leave, and so do the coaches that are there as well. It really is about fun and getting them engaged, and we will see that translate into then participation in the academy, and they have a bit of a confidence when they're going into the academy, which is what we're hoping for.
Yeah, and this is something that's quite new for your particular club, is that right?
Yes. So it's really great. Everyone's been working extremely hard. There's so many volunteers and coaches and the committee. Our kind of vision is very much football for everyone. And we wanted to focus on girls, not just recruiting new girls into the club, but ensuring that they actively participate in the club, that we counter off that natural drop off that you would see that starts to creep in around age 9 or 10. Mm. And by the time girls get to the age of 14, they're dropping out of sport at 2 times the rate of boys. So definitely we want to recruit new girls into the club, but want to make sure that they actively participate as well, throughout the years.
Kathleen Healy from Harold's Cross Football Club in Dublin, thanks so much for talking to us.